If you're going to be a leader, that means you got to be going somewhere. And it's in everybody's best interest if you know where you're going.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about how a man's spiritual covering connects him with God's guidance and power.
If we could get men to pursue a relationship with God, we would find things changing in our circumstances.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Dr. Evans says one reason men don't use the spiritual authority God gave them is that we don't understand the covering over us. Let's join him as he explains.
God called for 3 conferences a year. All the males in Israel are to come before the Lord their God. Now, why did God call this meeting? Let me show you something in chapter 34. He says in verse 10, "Then God said, behold, I'm going to make a covenant." Verse 14, "For you shall not worship any other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God, otherwise you might make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land." Verse 27, "Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." And then at the end of verse 28, "And he wrote on the tablet the words of the covenant." God called all the men to covenant with them because they were to cover not only their own lives and their own family, but in this context, the whole nation. So the positioning of a man underneath God's covenantal covering would determine the well-being of the whole nation. A man's self-definition is intrinsically tied to his spiritual subordination. Let me say that again. A man's self-definition is intrinsically tied to his spiritual subordination. So if there is no spiritual subordination to the rule of God over a man's life, his definition of his manhood is flawed. Now, this is risky business. When you call all the men out at one time to the conference, that means there's no military. That means commerce has taken a major dive. That means there's nobody there protecting the homes. That's risky business. God has the audacity to say, take a bet on me. You take a bet on me. You want to bet, man? Bet on me. Because even though I'm calling all the men away from the nation to meet with the Lord their God at the very same time, it's going to be all right. So, all the men have come to the conference now. They all come to the conference. And they sitting there, and God is on the stage. What is he telling them? Let me show you something. Psalm chapter 25, verses 12 to 14. "Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should go. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land." Watch this. "The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant." He says, if I can get the men to come underneath me, come underneath my authority as God, then what I'm going to do with those men is I'm going to tell them some secrets. I'm going to tell them some secrets. A secret is not for everybody. When you tell a secret, it's only for the people you want to hear it. Only men under the covenant get secrets. Men who are not under the covenant don't get secrets. They don't get a private conversation about what God wants them to do next in their life, with their problem, with their career, with their money, with their circumstance. They don't get secrets. So men not under the covenant live their lives in trial and error. Let me try this. Let me try that. Let me try this. Let me try that. When Jesus Christ walked on the earth, he never had trial and error. He knew exactly where he was supposed to go, what he was supposed to do, because him and God had secrets. In football, you have a rule book. All 32 NFL teams have the same rule book because the rules govern the game no matter where the game is being played. All the rules apply to all the games and all the players on all the teams in every stadium every Sunday because it's the NFL rule book. As you sit here this morning, I'm giving you the rule book. I'm taking the Bible. I'm seeking to explain it. Everybody's hearing the same rules and the same guidelines because you're hearing the rule book. But every NFL team has their own playbook. The playbook is not available to all the other teams. It's only available to that team. This team doesn't give that team their playbook. Because that playbook are the plays uniquely related to their team. All teams have the rule book, but each team has its private playbook. If you look at a football game, you'll see the head coach or the offensive coordinator calling in plays but putting a covering over his mouth. It's a sheet or it's a board, something so that the media won't show what he's saying about the play he wants the team to run next. He's saying it in secret. In other words, it's only for his team to know. It's only for his quarterback to know. It ain't for everybody. It ain't not for the other team. It's not for the stadium. It's just for his team. It's a secret. So you can come to church and get the rule book, but God says for every man, I got a playbook. I want to give you some private instructions with your name on it, and this play is just for you. It's not for every man, it's for you. But that playbook is only given to men who are in the covenant, who are under the covering, who are operating. The way God did it was he gave the play to Adam, Adam gave the play to Eve. We got Adam looking to Eve for the play. And the reason we got all these Adams looking to Eve for the play is that men aren't close enough to God to hear the secrets for themselves. That's why Exodus 33 is so critical. That's the chapter before the one we read. Look at this. Look at some key verses in Exodus chapter 33, verse 7. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, a good distance from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. Verse 9, whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of the cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. Verse 11, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses returned to the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me. I need some more information, God. Moreover, you have said, I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, Lord, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, that I might know you, so that I might find favor in your sight. Consider too the people you've given me. Verse 17, the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing of which you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I have known you by name. Then Moses said, I pray you, show me your glory. And God said, I myself will make my goodness pass before you and proclaim the name of the Lord before you. You see what he did? He didn't wait for the conference. Says Moses built his own tent. He met with God regularly face to face because he knew the closer he was to God, the more information he'd get from God. And the more information he got from God, the better he would be able to fulfill his responsibilities in life. Too many men have failed to come under the covenant, bringing chaos to marriage, chaos to parenting, chaos to the culture, chaos to society. And I don't mean by that women don't have a responsibility, but I do mean men are to be setting the pace. You are to be hearing from God, but you can't do that coming to church. You got to have your own tent. You got to have your own meeting place. You've got to have your own regular interface with the living God to pitch a tent. The passage goes on to say that a lot of folk, when Moses went to the tent, would stand at their tent. In other words, they didn't go to the tent. They just stood and watched what Moses was doing. Don't come in and watch my tent. Get your own tent so that you can hear God for yourself. Speak into your mind. Speak into your thoughts. Speak into your circumstances. He says, and God met with Moses face to face. God has given you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's job is to take the rule book and give you your personal playbook. He won't contradict the rule book, but he will personalize the playbook, because guess what? Your play is not the same play as somebody else. You need your own experience with God. And that comes through pursuing a relationship.
Dr. Evans will give us a peek into one biblical character's playbook when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, check into getting a copy of his brand new book, Motivational Prayers for Men. These prayers aren't just magical words to recite. They're a model of how you can connect with God's power to transform your relationships, triumph over your trials, and pursue your purpose as a kingdom man. It's full of practical encouragement that'll get you fired up and ready to grow. The most important steps of transformation are taken on your knees. So get started today by requesting your copy of Motivational Prayers for Men. It's yours as our thank you gift when you help support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size, along with all 12 messages in his current series, Kingdom Men Rising. We only have one source of income to cover the cost of bringing you this program each day, and that's the faithful support of the friends God brings our way. So please give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 and let us know we can count on your help. Or make your contribution and request online at tonyevans.org before this special double offer runs out. I'll repeat our contact information later in the program after part two of our lesson and this message.
Coming to theaters April 29th and 30th.
The Bible makes it clear that you know when God has cursed a land, when its fathers are nowhere to be found.
Dr. Tony Evans says that what becomes of the next generation of men depends on what happens with this one.
It is a fool who said, I do not tell my children what to believe. Because if you don't, someone else will.
Kingdom Men Rising, a new film from Lifeway and Tony Evans that empowers men to be strong, courageous, loving leaders who can change the course of their kids' lives.
Our kids need to see men in their midst who love God and who love them.
Every man you know needs to see Kingdom Men Rising in theaters April 29th and 30th only. Featuring Tony Evans along with Troy Vincent, John Kitna, Tony Dungy, Tim Brown, Kirk Franklin, Lecrae, and many others. Visit TonyEvans.org for locations and showtimes.
Psalm 103 verse 7 says, God showed Moses his ways and he showed Israel his acts. That's a big difference. Israel got to see what God did. Moses got to see where God was going. See, if you're going to be a leader, that means you got to be going somewhere. And it's in everybody's best interest if you know where you're going. So he says, God showed Moses where he was going. And he got to know Moses by name. If we could get men, pulpit to pew and back again, to pursue a relationship with God, we would find things changing in our circumstances. We wouldn't need to run and get a divorce. We wouldn't need to abandon our kids. We wouldn't need to see the culture fall apart. But because men won't come to the conference that God is setting up, and because men will not pitch a tent for their ongoing relationship with God between the three conferences a year, we never hear from God. We just hear sermons from man. And we don't get a playbook. We just quote a rule book. In football, everything is related to where the football is. The first down is measured by the chains to where the football is. The touchdown is whether the football crossed the plane of the goal. The field goal is whether the football went between the uprights. A complete pass is whether you held on to the ball. Everything is related to this little package and your proximity to it. Because if the package is here and you step here, you're offside. Because you're not in proper alignment with the football. This whole $14 billion industry is all related to this. It's all related to your proximity to this. God's covenant is the key to the game of life. And your proximity to that determines how the game of life works or does not work in the life of a man, in the life of any Christian, but particularly the life of a man, because he's calling all the men. Now, if you become this kind of man, if I become this kind of man, if we become this kind of men, what can we expect? Verse 24 tells you of chapter 34. I will drive out the nations before you. I will enlarge your borders. No man shall covet your land when you go out three times a year to appear before the Lord your God. No, you didn't. Okay, the guys who've been around here for a while know I got this little thing I do. When I'm asked to do something, and there's a lot of confusion and what should we do and all that, I hold up three fingers. Three fingers. I got it. That's what that means. I got it. So when I need to take care of something at church, at home, sometimes I don't say anything. I just hold up three fingers. That means you don't have to worry about it. I got it. Now, a lot of times I don't got it. But I don't tell people I don't got it. I hold up three fingers, then I go get it. But my three fingers, I'm telling them, y'all, settle down. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Not your responsibility. I don't say all that. I just hold up three fingers. I mean, you chill. I got it. You know what God is saying here? If I can get you under the covenant, here are my three fingers. I got it. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I got it. I got it. I will keep the nations from destroying you. I will enlarge your borders. In fact, I got it so much, I will change the way people are even thinking because they will not even covet what I've given you. I will affect their whole mentality. I'll change the way things are changed. You want to see God invade your life, invade your world, invade your circumstance, and have him hold up three fingers and you all shook up and toe up from the flow up. And he's saying, if I can get you under the covenant, I got it. I own it. When men are operating under divine authority in relationship, in their tent of meeting and in their collective gathering of men, then they will be able to see what it looks like when God has it. When God is answering prayer, when God is intervening in circumstances, when God is changing people who didn't look like they could ever change. But it's all about the proximity to the covenant. So it is time now that there would be no more excuses. That we do not give excuses as men why we don't have it. By getting into proximity with God, you say, but I'm busy. I don't have time. I work. I do this. I do that. I do that. That's an excuse. How can you be too busy to meet with somebody who's going to take over your situation? Every football game only has 17 minutes. That 17 minutes is part of a one-hour game. But you got to sit 3 hours. If you go to the game, that's two more hours. Because you got to drive to it, you got to park, you got to walk a long way. So that's 5 hours so that you can watch 1 hour in order to see 17 minutes. Then you're going to go to work tomorrow And at the water cooler, you're going to discuss what happened all day yesterday. Then you're going to start looking at who the team is going to play next week. But help me out, somebody. What have the Cowboys done for you lately? But I know somebody who says, I will cover you. I will oversee you. I will manage you. I will direct you if I can get your undivided attention in relationship underneath my rule. So God is calling all men to take your stand underneath his authority so that a man can see what a man ought to be, because he's the man that God built.
Dr. Evans will have a final challenge and some advice about carrying it out when he comes back in a moment to wrap up this lesson he calls Men Covered by God. Copies of the full-length version are available, or better yet, you can get this message as a part of our current series, Kingdom Men Rising. Remember, when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station by making any contribution, no matter the size, we'll send you this 12-lesson set as our thank you gift, along with the book I told you about earlier, Motivational Prayers for Men. This special double offer won't be around for long, so don't wait. Call 1-800-800-3222, where someone on our resource team is waiting to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or drop by our website, tonyevans.org, where you can check out our huge collection of resources and sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. Tony talked today about building your relationship with God. But the only way to even have a relationship with God is to realize that nothing you can do on your own could ever make you good enough, and put your faith in the fact that Jesus' death and resurrection is your only hope of heaven. Tony would love to explain what that means and how to do it. So visit tonyevans.org, click on the top menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. You'll find some free follow-up resources as well. Dominion is a word you don't hear a lot in everyday conversation, but it's the name of an often misunderstood biblical concept Dr. Evans will tell us about tomorrow. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up today's message.
A kingdom man is a male who visibly and consistently submits to the comprehensive relationship and rule of God underneath the lordship of Jesus Christ in every area of life. That must be the mindset. To get you started, you must intentionally set aside time to meet with God daily in his word and through prayer for the purpose of cultivating spiritual intimacy in order to draw down heavenly authority and receive divine instruction. This can be done by reviewing the weekly sermon outlines and key scriptures that we put online for you every week, reading and meditating through a book of the Bible, or using a daily devotional. Our bookstore has many of them. The goal is to seek more of God, not merely seeking things from God. Secondly, pray daily with your mate and share with her what you are learning from church or in your personal time with God. So now you're taking spiritual leadership. Thirdly, regularly use mealtime for praying with and over your family, having devotions and discussing what your children had learned at Sunday school or at children's church, removing all distractions at this time, removing the iPad and the computer and the television and the phones, because this is, Daddy is here now. To begin to set the atmosphere, and you may be saying, but I don't think my family's going to go for that. Well, God's not requesting this. This is not a matter of, no. If you have to sit there by yourself long enough for them to see you serious, that you ain't playing, but it's where you take your stand. And we're going to challenge the men to take steps, measurable, verifiable steps, to get your own playbook and not just come here for the rule book. So that God will raise up a generation of men who change the environment of the world in which we live.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.